All right, praise God. Well, tonight I'm excited to give you a quick message on Thanksgiving, because I know that Thanksgiving's coming up, and the title of the message tonight is A Grateful Heart. So if you're taking notes, go ahead and get your notes out and take this down, A Grateful Heart. And if you have your Bibles, why don't you open up to Luke chapter 17, and we're going to look at a story in the Bible, and we're going to talk a little bit about having a grateful heart. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 17, and we're going to look at verse 11. We're going to start with right there. We're going to read a few verses. So bear with me. Lean in. Listen up, because God wants to speak to you tonight. So tell somebody, I'm ready to hear from God. All right. You ready? Here we go. Lean in. Are you excited? Here we go. This is the Word of God. I love the Word of God. Here we go. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. I've given you enough time to get there. As Jesus continued on towards Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered the village there 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, if you don't know what leprosy is, it was a skin disease. It was boils on the skin, and it was just deteriorate the skin on the outside, and would literally kill people. They'd just eat away at their skin. And back in those days, they had no cure for leprosy, and they didn't know what to do. So they just put them outside the city, and they couldn't come close to people. They were forbidden to come close to people. They were made to stay away because of the leprosy. They didn't want for somebody else to get. So these 10 lepers were together, and I believe they banded together because they could be one loud voice to say, "Hey, throw us some food. Give us something." And so people would just literally throw things for them to eat so that they could survive. That was their life, these 10 lepers. All right, you get the picture? And as he entered, he stood. They cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Okay, so first off, he told them to do something that they couldn't really do because they were not supposed to go into the city and talk to people near people. He said, "Go to the priests and show yourselves." So here's what happens. And as they went, somebody say, as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. They were healed, all 10. Boom. As they went. So it took their obedience to go into a place that they shouldn't be doing, that they were known not to do, to step out of their comfort zone to obey the voice of God. When they stepped into that, when they walked into that, when they began to obey the voice of the Lord, immediately the healing power of God flowed into their lives. This is a whole nother mess. I'm telling you, when you are obedient to God, when His voice speaks to you, and when you begin to step into those things, sometimes it's a level of faith that you might not have had before, because listen, sometimes the healing comes on the way. It doesn't happen right away. Sometimes the healing comes in the process, as the steps of faith, as you take another step of faith towards God's direction, His will and His purpose in your life. So maybe you haven't seen your healing directly come into life yet, so maybe it's time for you to take another step of faith. I'm just saying. That's right there. That was good. So as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Verse 15. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, whoa, what happened? I'm healed. Came back to Jesus, shouting, "Praise God." He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. It's critical that right there he says a Samaritan. So I just assume that the other men were Jews, even though it doesn't necessarily say that. But this man particularly was a Samaritan, which typically meant that he wouldn't normally speak to a Jew. He wouldn't normally go into a place where a Jew would be. And so it was odd for that to happen, but he went to Jesus anyway, and he said, "Praise God, thank you, Jesus." He bowed before him, and he said, thank you. Verse 17, Jesus asked him, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Tonight I want to talk to you about a grateful heart. A grateful heart. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks." In everything give thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. "In everything give thanks." Listen, I can imagine that day. These men, they lived their lives separated from people, separated from everything. They just didn't know what to do. But when Jesus came by, they knew that something could happen because they had already heard about the miracle worker, Jesus. Called to him and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. And he did. He said, go show yourself. And as they went, they were healed. And one man stopped. He's looking at his body. I'm healed. I'm changed. And he turned back and he ran to Jesus, kneeled down at his feet and said, thank you. And it moved Jesus' heart so much. He said, where are the others? Where are the others? It is only you that came. Listen, I want to ask you this question tonight. Do you have a grateful heart? And maybe you're not sitting in this room. I would go ahead and say almost all of you, probably 100% of you, don't have leprosy. And maybe you have cooties or something. I don't know, but you don't have leprosy. But I know that God has healed you in some way and ministered to you in some way. How many of you have been set free from your sins? You're saved. God's healed you from your past. How many of you, maybe you've had some wounds in your heart that's been healed? Maybe you've had your mind that's been set free from some past mistakes and things. How many of that's you? Raise your hand. You've been healed in some way, some form, some fashion. Awesome. See, I tell you, man, when God heals us, oftentimes we just feel like it's just another day in the office. You know, that's what God does. He heals. And so he's done me a favor, and now I'm on to the next part of my life. And so I'm here to tell you, a grateful heart is what moves the heart of God, a grateful heart. So I want to talk about a couple of things that a grateful heart is. Listen, a grateful heart is this. It is a, number one, it is a selfless heart. A grateful heart is a selfless heart. Somebody say a selfless heart. See, listen, God's word is filled with giving. God gave. He gave His Son. He gave His life. He gave His love. He gave His mercy. He gave His grace. God is a giving God. Did you know that? He loves to give to His children. Did you know that? God loves to bless you beyond a measure. And He did everything so that He could give to you, that He could give you abundantly more than you could ask or think. God wants to bless you. How many are thankful that we have a giving God? And I'm here to tell you that heart of giving is a heart of selflessness. God is showing His example through Christ, through giving His life, through laying down everything, His example of a selfless heart. God desires for you to have a selfless heart. How many of you know how easy it is to be selfish? It is so easy to be selfish. I want what I want. You remember Robert Madu and his glasses, the but me glasses. He put those but me glasses on and said, but what about me? But what about me? It's so easy to be selfish. But God says that a grateful heart is a selfless heart. That man ran back to Jesus' feet and said, God, thank you. No matter what happens, he had a selfless heart. Listen, if you want to have a grateful heart, if you want to understand what it means to be thankful in this season of Thanksgiving, as we approach Thanksgiving, it's time for us to know that to be grateful, we must be selfless. It can't be about you. Jesus said, the first will be last and the last will be first. Jesus said to this planet, he said to his disciples, he said, he was washing their feet and he said, I came to be served, but to serve. He came as a servant of all. He came and took the lowliest position, the lowliest manner. He came and born in a manger. He came in the lowliest place. In a servant's position. Because he was setting an example for you and I. An example. We are to follow, that we are to have a selfless heart. A grateful heart is a selfless heart. Luke chapter 6, verse 38, it says, give and it shall be given to you. See, listen, you think if I take it, she'll be given to me. If I get what I want, then I'll get what I need. If I go for what I want, then I'll get what I need. If I fight and if I step on people, I can get what I want. But I'm here to tell you that God's word is opposite of that. It says, if you'll give, it'll be given to you. I tell you, if you want to have a selfless heart, a grateful heart, maybe it's time for you to begin to give of yourself. That's good. The Holy Spirit's ringing in that. Maybe it's time for you to give of yourself. You say, well, Pastor Stephen, I don't have any money. I didn't say give your money. I said give of yourself. How many of you are willing to spend an extra minute or two to talk to a friend in need? To give of your time. to give of your love, to give of your compassion. Have a loving heart towards someone who's in need. How many of you would be willing to go out of your way like the Good Samaritan to help someone that you don't even know? A giving heart. That giving attitude will help you to grasp a selfless attitude. God says, give and it will be given to you. If you want to have a selfless, grateful heart, maybe it's time to begin to give. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. You can take the scripture reference down. I'll just give you it says, turn from your selfish ways. God desires for us to turn away from our selfish attitudes and selfish thoughts and selfish things and focus our attention and our eyes on what's more important, that is others. You ever heard the expression, Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between? J-O-Y. J-O-Y, J-O-Y. Jesus, this must surely be Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. Yeah, but I think a lot of times we like to be yoj. Me first, others, and then Jesus. Yoj. I don't know if that's not even a word. Yoi. The J is with a hyphen. I don't know. So, but the song is just—it's so simple. It's such a simple little song. J-O-Y, J-O-Y, this must surely be Jesus and yourself and others. Now you got it. Yeah, J-O-Y. And it truly does bring joy in your life when you put Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. Listen, a successful marriage, that's the only way a marriage can be successful. A successful A successful friendship, a successful servant in a job, a successful person who works. If you put others first, you will be successful. If you put Jesus first and others in between, you will be successful. God will bless your hands. You want to be blessed. You want to be grateful. Have a grateful heart. We must have a selfless heart. Turn from our selfish ways. Next, a grateful heart gives praise to God. You want to learn to have a grateful heart and to be selfless? Maybe it's time for some of us to lift our voice in praise and say, God, I praise you for what you've done. It's not what I did. It's not how strong I am. It's not how smart I am. So you think because you've advanced a little bit and you've made a new step in the direction, you've got a new job or a new career path, or maybe you've been blessed or you've got better grades than somebody, and you think that's because I'm so awesome and so amazing. Look at me. I'm cool. I'm so good. Look at me. Uh-huh. No. We give all of the praise to Jesus, to God, because without Him, nothing is possible. Without Him, His grace, the Bible, the grace is that empowerment of God's that empowers us to get out of ourselves and become something that we are not. And that is because of His power and His grace that we can have and do and move and breathe. It's all because of Jesus, right? Just say that. It's all because of Jesus. A grateful heart is a heart that will praise. It gives the praise to God. So I'm telling you, if you struggle in this season of Thanksgiving, when we approach Thanksgiving, struggle, you know, with being selfish and not giving a grateful heart and knowing how to be thankful, maybe you need to stop and have a little praise moment. And Jesus say, God, I just praise you for this day. Lord, for that breath I just took. God, I thank you, Lord, for that left shoe and that right shoe. I thank you, Lord, for those socks that got holes in them. I thank you, God, that I ain't got no money, but I got love. And Lord, I thank you that I got all that. I thank you. Just begin to praise God for your life. You think it's so bad, it's so terrible, and all you want to say is, woe is me. Somebody didn't like what I said. Somebody didn't speak to me. Somebody didn't wink at me. Somebody didn't shake my hand. Pastor Jerry just walked right by me. Oh, woe is me. How about let's turn around our voices and begin to say, God, I praise you for where I am. I thank you for my family. Even though I'm living in here and I'm doing this, I don't care. God, I thank you for what you've given me. That leper came running to Jesus. He had nothing. He was healed and he ran to Jesus and said, thank you. It's time for us to begin to praise the one that matters and forget the things that don't matter. It's time for us to begin to praise the things, the one thing in our life that does matter and forget the things that don't matter and lay down those things. Man, we get so caught up in petty little nothings that our lives are just caught in this whirlwind of thoughts and lies that we just forget what's most important. Those nine ran away with their healing, and they just completely forgot about the one who changed their life forever, the one who made it possible for them to get out of their bondage and have a new life. They ran completely and forgot about him. Just that quick. And you think, what's wrong with those guys? Well, I can't believe they did that. They just ran away from Jesus, didn't even say thank you. What's wrong with them? But here to tell you, I'm here to tell you that each and every one of you, all of us in this room, we do it to Jesus every day. Take a deep breath. The breath that you just took came from Jesus. It just came from the Lord. The breath in your lungs, He gave you that life, that breath. He breathed. The Bible said He breathed His breath into Adam. And that breath is still breathing in your lungs today. It's still moving because God gave to you. God, I thank you for the breath in my lungs. I thank you, God, for all the good things, God. You've blessed me beyond measure. It's time for us to begin to have an attitude of praise instead of an attitude of griping and complaining and worrying about everything. Begin to change the way you talk. Man, your praise needs to, things that come out of your mouth needs to be praised. We need to quit jabbering, quit talking about this and saying that and blah, blah, blah. Oh, woe is me and all negative. I'm telling you, you are blessed. Turn to somebody and say, you are blessed. If you don't know it, you are blessed. You are blessed, man. I'm telling you, it's time for us to put our praise, a praise in our lips. The meditation of His Word in our heart and a praise in our lips. I'm telling you, it's time to begin to think what God thinks and begin to say what He once said. And what He once said is, God, I love you and I praise you. So listen, the next time, listen, look. The next time the enemy comes to you and says, oh, well, woe is you. Look how bad you got it. Devil, forget you. My God is good to me. I love Him. He has blessed me. Look, I got feet and I can walk. And I'm going to walk right on your little head. I'm just going to trample right on you because the Lord said I can trample on the serpent and on the adder, and I'm just going to destroy your words. And so I'm telling you, it's about time for us to forget what the enemy's saying to us and the past and the thoughts and the things that ring in our lives and begin to declare the praises of our God in every circumstance, in every situation, and quit lingering in the past. Quit it. It's time to praise God through things. That one leper got it. He ran to Jesus' feet. The other nine ran away. I wonder which one you are. I wonder which one I am. Am I the one that runs to Jesus and says, praise you? Or am I the nine that ran away to show what amazing things happened in my life? But forget the one who made it possible. A grateful heart is a heart that gives praise to God. Lastly, a grateful heart is a humble heart. A grateful heart is a humble heart. Psalm chapter 69, verse 32. The humble will see God and be glad. The humble will see God and be glad. Listen, you want to have a grateful heart? You want to have a heart of thanksgiving? You want to have a heart that says, God, I need you. It's time to be a little bit more humble. Pride goes before destruction, haughty spirit before a fall. If you want your life to be separated from God, you go ahead and think how good and amazing and powerful and good that you are. Because you will find out in a short time that you really don't have it all together. And that you really need Jesus. And you really need to be that leper that runs to Him and says, God, thank you. A humble heart is a grateful heart. Just write down a couple of more scriptures. I don't have time to read them. Matthew chapter 18, verse 4. Matthew chapter 18, verse 4. James chapter 4, verse 10. That's Matthew 18, 4 and James 4, 10. See, James talks about lifting you up out of your circumstances. When you humble yourself before the Lord, He will exalt you. He will lift you up. When you humble yourself before the Lord, He will lift you up. When you be like that leper that bowed before Jesus and got on his knees and said, thank you. When you humble yourself, when you put yourself in a humble position, James chapter 4 verse 10 says, He will lift you up. He will lift you up. He will exalt you. He will cause things to change in your life. If you want to have a grateful heart, a heart of thanksgiving, God, let me be a humble person. God, let me be humble before you. God, I want to say it's not about me, but it's about you. And God, let me know. Lord, I want to let you know I'm going to give you the praise no matter what. I'm going to be selfless. Stand to your feet tonight. A grateful heart. A grateful heart is a selfless heart. A grateful heart is a heart that gives praise to God. And a grateful heart is a humble heart. Selfless. Praise Him. Humble yourself. Tonight, you need to respond to this word. You have been selfish. You have ran with the blessings of God and not even looked back to see, to say a thing to Him. You've walked in pride. And tonight, you want to turn that around. You want to walk through this season of Thanksgiving, thanking God for every breath, every step, everything that you have. If that's you in this place and the Lord's convicting you, raise your hand right there. We're going to pray together. Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, for having a selfish heart. God, because a heart of thanksgiving is one that is selfless. Lord, I pray right now, forgive me for being selfish. If you've been selfish in this place, go ahead and ask God to forgive you. So repent from that. I'm going to turn away from the way I've been selfish. And God, today I'm going to make this my declaration over my mind. I am going to be selfless. Not about me, but it's about you. You're in this room and you have kept the praise to yourself. So many good things in your life, but you've murmured and complained about just about everything. And you find that oftentimes the first thing that comes out of your mouth is a complaint. And the Lord's convicting you. I want you to pray this one and say, God, forgive me for not praising you through my toughest times. God, it's easy to praise you when things are going good. God, but through the tough times, I forget you. And maybe even when I've been healed and changed, I forget what even happened and I forget to praise you. Or maybe I just look at the circumstances and complain about everything. God, forgive me. Let me be a person that praises you through everything. If that's you, just continue to lift your hands right there. Say, God, forgive me. God, I want to be a person that praises you through every situation, every circumstance. I want to give you my best. My best praise is yours, God. I give it to you. Forgive us, God, for being prideful and arrogant, so much so that we are not willing to humble ourselves, God. Let us be a humble people, God, before you. So we just, right now, we just bow before you and we say, God, you are ours, our God, and we are your people. It is the humble that see God and are glad. Thank you, Jesus. I speak right now over these hearts in this room, Lord, and even those that are listening right now, God, that you would minister your truth to them, God. Right now, I declare, Lord, the enemy's lies are broken, and no longer will they be bound by those lies that say, I am worthless, or I am broken, or I am not this or not that. But today, we put a praise in our mouths, and a dance in our feet, and a shout in our voice that you are God, and that you are glorious to us, and through us, and over us. I speak right now to every heart. Lord, I declare hearts right now will be selfless before you, God. Jesus first, me last, and others before us. God, I declare right now these hearts are set for your to come, your good will to come to pass right now in Jesus' name. I speak over these hearts and I declare, God, that they will find humility like never before and walk in praise of you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.